This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Higher education officials are asking the House Appropriations Committee for $1.1 billion next fiscal year. That's $188 million more than they received in the current budget.
The fiscal year 2008-2009, the state allocated over $1.5 billion to higher education. That amount now has been reduced by nearly half, and that means the burden of public higher education has been transferred from the state to the student.
Higher Education Commissioner Joseph Rallo says 65% of this increase would go towards fully funding TOPS and increasing GO grants.
That is a need-based program that was funded a few years back, and it really never went beyond the initial 2 years of funding.
The Board of Regents is considering asking TOPS students to carry more hours each year in order to keep the scholarship. Instead of 12 hours per semester, students may be asked to take 30 hours per year, encouraging them to finish sooner.
It's really focusing on getting students through the process at a brisker pace.
LSU President F. King Alexander says not fully funding TOPS last session has created a lot of uncertainty for students.
Currently, we're about 3.5% down on students from last year's spring count going into this year's spring count.
It's unclear whether that's only because of TOPS, but Alexander says the real concern is how student enrollment will be affected next fall, especially with the governor proposing an $18 million mid-year cut for higher education in order to deal with the $313 million shortfall from last year's budget. Alexander says it's just one more blow.
We're moving into what looks like our 16th cut in 9 years.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.